WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
The holiday season can be a stressful time for us all. Parents and caregivers feel a lot of pressure to make the season more magical for their kids while also juggling real life finances, travel, and job stress. My guest today is going to talk about some coping mechanisms. Dr. Caitlin Allen is a licensed clinical psychologist at Kentucky Children's Hospital in the Pediatric Psychology Department. Caitlin, thank you so much for chatting with me today. You know, we often think of the holidays as a time of joy, and of course, they can be, but sometimes it puts additional stress on parents and other caregivers, and I know you have a lot of experience in working with those individuals. Can you sort of tell us a little bit about what we should be thinking about in that vein and what to watch out for?
Absolutely. You know, it is a very joyful time of year, but it can also be really difficult for a lot of people. One of the main things I think parents and caregivers need to keep in mind, especially when we're looking at Instagram and all these wonderful influencers on social media, is that's not real. You know, real Christmas isn't perfect. The real holidays, you know, things aren't going to go like a Martha Stewart spread or anything like that. Things are going to go wrong, and that's okay, and that's what makes them special. That's how a lot of memories get made. I think a lot of parents try to give their kids as many things as they can. You know, how many gifts are we going to put under the tree? But it's really not about the material stuff that you can give your kid. You know, there's always the story, buy the kid the really special toy and they just want to play with the box. I think our kids really just want us. And that's the most important thing. If I can stress any one thing about this holiday season, is to try to spend time with your children, not on your devices, you know, put down the phone, just spend some time and play with your kids. Go for a walk, go up to the Arboretum, do something outside, and you know, maybe go ice skating in the park, do something fun that you can really build a memory with.
You know, I often think this is more your world than as a clinical psychologist than mine as a forensic pathologist. But I think of that hierarchy of needs that we all studied in college or in medical school or graduate school. And, you know, after air, food, water, shelter, certainly way high up there is just that need to be acknowledged.
Exactly, in that connection. You know, to have your parents really look at you and see you for who you are. Yeah, that's so important.
Are there coping strategies in general that you think about or talk about vis-a-vis this issue? You know, the materialism of the holidays or the time pressure when you're invited to 16 different houses, you know, or something of that nature.
Right, just needing to get all the things done that have to be done. Yeah, the biggest one is to stop, especially when you're feeling really overwhelmed, and take a few deep breaths in and out. So in through your nose, we tell the kids that we work with, pretend you're smelling a flower or smelling the hot chocolate, and then you want to blow it out to cool it off. And if you take about 5 deep breaths in and out, it can really help reset your whole nervous system and help you calm down and kind of get some perspective on what really needs to be done.
Gosh, that is something that is such wonderful advice, I think, for all of us. I mean, I'm somewhat of an anxious person by nature, and I dare say a sizable percentage of the folks listening to our discussion share that with me as well.
Yeah, and sometimes just taking those breaths kind of calms your limbic system down. We're not being chased by a tiger. We can just sort of relax. It's okay. The things that we're getting upset about are not life and death issues. It doesn't really matter if the Christmas lights don't get up. It doesn't really matter if you don't bake the, you know, how 8 dozen cookies for the kindergarten class. You don't need to do these things. You can just take a breath, be calm.
You know, you mentioned something a second ago that I've thought about a lot each time the holidays come around, and there is that sort of unrealistic social media expectation of how things should look like, sort of the Hallmark movie picture, if you will, that type of thing. And we've all, I think, been culturally acculturated or brainwashed to think that's how it should be, and yet the reality is never like that. And maybe it's time to retool our expectations of what the holidays actually should be and should mean.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing about social media is you don't get to see what's next to the camera. So you see the perfect picture that's perfectly set up, but you don't get to see the chaos, you know, that's all around it. You know, and if your family likes to dress up in the same pajamas and take pictures, that's fantastic. But not all families have to do that. That's not a requirement. It's okay to let everyone experience the holiday the way they need to. And I think a big thing is expectations. And as parents and caregivers, we have to be careful not to put our expectations onto our kids, especially kids who might be neurodivergent, who might have autism or ADHD. They're gonna experience things a little differently. And that's okay. That's okay that they don't wanna go listen to the carolers, or you know, that they don't wanna have the same experience that you think they should have. It's okay if nobody wants to go sledding. It's still gonna be a great holiday, and it's still gonna be a special time for you and your family.
Well, and that's something I guess we should all be thinking about too, that there are many folks who are neurodivergent who perhaps are a bit overwhelmed by all the sights and sounds of the holidays and maybe prefer things to be a little bit more laid back or a little more mellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's perfectly fine. You know, I think that's one of the situations where, you know, we as parents and caregivers need to kind of retool our own expectations. It's okay that, you know, in my particular family of pretty neurotypical people, my husband and son are very introverted. They don't want to do goofy things. So my daughter and I go and do goofy things and go ice skating, and, you know, and that's fine. That is okay. We're still a family, and we're still making really good holiday memories.
Well, and that brings up something good as well, that not everybody has to be lockstep doing the exact same thing. You can, each can potentially celebrate in their own way as well as in a communal or togetherness way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, before we part, Caitlin, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about handling the potential stresses of the holiday season?
Well, people shouldn't feel alone. You know, the Surgeon General released an advisory statement this summer that said parents are more stressed out than ever, and it's really reaching epic proportions in the United States. And we have a lot of things just in the everyday management of trying to keep a roof over your head and the kids clothed and healthy, and it's been really, really tough. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone, and it's okay to reach out for help. You know, you can go to your primary care provider. If you're feeling really overwhelmed, you can even go to the emergency department. We have wonderful helpline, you know, 988. And if people are feeling overwhelmed, you can call and a trained volunteer can help you. And it's totally okay to ask for help. There's no shame involved, you know, to say I'm overwhelmed. It's okay to let some things go. You know, you don't need to have 3 Christmas trees. It's okay. So just know you're not alone, and there are a lot of people and places out there that can help.
Well, Dr. Caitlin Allen, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
My thanks today to Dr. Caitlin Allen, licensed clinical psychologist and member of the Department of Pediatric Psychology at the Kentucky Children's Hospital. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.